You say that you were only Suleiman's driver? Werner inquired, using a stern but measured approach. So tell me again all of the places you drove the colonel to.
I've told you 20 times, Ahmed said angrily. I drove him to a cafe in Geneva and another one in Montreux. That was all.
I need names, Ahmed. Where were these cafes exactly? You have to be precise, otherwise I can't help you. Werner ensured he was strict and inflexible, but not threatening. He had to make Ahmed feel like they were working together, because if Ahmed felt he was being used, and there was no doubt that he was, but if he felt that he was being manipulated, he could have decided to seize up and take his chances, and that was no good.
So, what exactly was the colonel doing in Switzerland?
You were a long way from home.
He was here on business.
On business? Werner exclaimed. What kind of business do you call this?
I don't know. He didn't tell me anything about what he was doing.
Well, you must have some idea, Ahmed. Come on, you're not stupid. What did you think he was doing?
I knew he was organizing something, but he wouldn't tell me what. I promise you. He just said that we had to protect him, and we swore that with our lives.
Ahmed was growing frustrated and frantic, and Werner needed to calm him down if he was to get any useful information from him.
Okay, Ahmed. Just think. Now, were there any other places you drove him to?
Anywhere, Werner reasoned.
Yes, there was one other place. It was in Geneva. A small printing factory,
Ahmed said.
That's good. Now, what was it called?
It had some American-sounding name. Printa something, I can't remember.
Think, Ahmed. Try. Think, what was it called?
Printa Group, I think. I can't remember. All those names sound the same to me.
Okay. So,
what did the colonel do when he was there? Who did he meet?
I don't know. I waited in the car. Look, I told you. I was just the driver. I don't know anything else. That's everything, I swear. I'm telling you the truth.
Werner interrupted him.
We'll take a break for a while, Ahmed.
Werner called in the two agents and instructed them to keep an eye on the prisoner, and then he left the room. What do you think, sir? Asked one of his agents, who'd been listening into the recording of their conversation in an adjacent room.
Look up all the printing companies in Geneva. It's nothing concrete, but it's all we have to go on.
The agent left. Werner was disappointed by Ahmed's lack of information. Suleiman had been careful and had left little for them to follow. He'd not even told his own men what they were doing. But more than just feeling disappointed, Werner felt something else. It had begun in the pit of his stomach, but it was spreading. No interrogation was ever easy. But more than just feeling disappointed, he had begun to worry that their solitary lead would be a dead end, and that he would have to start again from the beginning with the prisoner. Werner was back in his office, sipping a cup of coffee, when the agent returned with the information he had requested. Ahmed was still sitting in the interrogation room. The agent opened the door tentatively, as he could see Werner was deep in thought.
Excuse me, sir. I have the information you requested.
Good. Leave it on the table.
He set it down on the edge of the table in front of Werner and left quietly, closing the door behind him. Werner picked up the pages that his agent had left, his hands heavy and weary. A list of 6 printing factories in the Geneva area sat on the top, and one of them caught his eye. Printa Graphics. It was located on a small industrial estate on the outskirts of town, about 20 minutes away. Something about it clicked as the sort of place Suleiman would have gone to. There was nothing distinctive about it. Well, not on the page, anyway. But Werner had a feeling he was on the right track. A little signal went off in his brain, and he knew. And when he read the information the agent had tagged with it, his suspicions were confirmed. It was run by a man called Manfred Weissmann, 38 years old, and with a long history of criminal involvement and activities since he'd entered the country 20 years earlier. His involvement and activities had probably not started on that fateful day either. Nothing violent was in his record, but neither was there anything that made him look innocent. Crimes against trust littered his file. Fraud, counterfeiting, money laundering, duplicitous businesses. He had scammed, conned, and stolen his way through the country, and probably all the way from Austria, too. But he'd done nothing that had come to the attention of the authorities for a few years. He'd done his time and paid the price for his actions, and to the casual eye, he seemed to have gone straight. A reformed rogue, a con man who had lost his taste for it, or a thief who'd lost his nerve. Any one of these types could be him, and he'd certainly made all the effort for it to appear that way. People can change, but there's always a core element to them that never leaves. What surrounds it can change, and always does. That's part of life. But life also dictates that there are certain things that we can't avoid and can't escape. It is who we are. And Werner was not sold on this story of redemption and reformation. He pressed the buzzer on his phone, and seconds later, Agent Blocker entered the room. Carl had been Werner's second-in-command during the raid in Montreux, and he knew the situation best out of all the Swiss agents. He was quick-witted and sharp on his feet, and he was the agent best prepared for what Werner had in store. He listened carefully as Werner explained about Weissmann. If he'd been dealing with Suleiman, then there were no limits to what he was capable of. As Werner told him what they would be doing, a lump of trepidation and anticipation rose in his throat. He tried to ignore it and focus on the details of the assignment, but it wouldn't let him. He listened as Werner laid it all down, the factory, Weissmann, the Suleiman connection. He took it all in and steadied himself. The following morning at daybreak, they were going to print a graphic, and they were going to pay Weissmann a visit.